Good morning. So, who knows the game, Simon Says? Yeah? Okay. So, if you don't know the game, Simon Says, if Simon says do something, we do it. But if someone else, like Reverend Colleen, says we do something, we don't. So, we'll give it a little practice. If Simon says sit down, what do? We sit, that's right. If Simon says stand, what do? That's right. And if I say, wave your hands in the air, you're right, because Simon didn't say it. So we're going to play a little different version of the game today. We're going to play the Bible Says. So if the Bible says something, we're going to do it. And if the Bible doesn't say it, we're not. Are y'all ready? Okay. The Bible says, lift your hands in praise to God. Woo! The Bible says, stand up and be strong in your faith. That's right. Bow down and worship idols. That's right, because we don't do it because the Bible didn't say it. So, great job on Simon Says. Great job on the Bible Says. So, the Bible tells us that we're supposed to worship God and God alone, which is why we don't worship other things, other idols. And our scripture story today is about that. It's about three guys named Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Has anyone ever heard of them? So they are in the book of Daniel. And in this story, there's a king with a really long name, King Nebuchadnezzar. Can you say that? Nebuchadnezzar. And our story's all about the king and these three men. The king had this huge statue, 90 feet tall, 9 feet wide, and he built it, and he said that every time music was played, people had to bow down and worship this gold statue. And so, the first time that the music was played, everyone bowed down and worshiped the statue, worshiped that idol. And three people didn't do it. Who do you think didn't worship the idol? It was Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. And when the king heard about it, he was so upset. He was so angry. And so he brought the three men to come see him. And he said, you refuse to worship the statue, but I'll give you another chance. Because if you don't worship it, you're going to be thrown in a fiery furnace. It's pretty scary, right? And so the three men said, we refuse to bow down to this statue. We won't do it because our God is bigger and our God will save us. And so the king tied up the three men and he put them in the furnace. And do you know what happened next? Yeah. They looked in the furnace and there was another figure in there with them. Who do you think it was? It was God. God was in there with them. God was with them in the fire. And so the king was like, what is this? And so he brought the three men out, and he said, praise to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. No other God can save people this way. And so we remember that these three men, that they chose to follow God, even if it meant doing something scary. And then we see that God showed up with them in their difficult times. And that reminds us that we're never alone. So can we put our hands together? Let's pray. Repeat after me. Dear God, give us the courage to do the right thing, even when it isn't easy. Amen.